We are middle of Hachas Shabbos, the middle of Hachas Erevin. Simon Shin Ayin Ches. Din Chaseres Abesuchas Uluzu, the halachas of court goes that open up one to the other. By Yehi Sivim, there's five paragraphs. Sif Al says Machabes on page 492. Reish Mem Vav on the base. Shalosh Chaseres Abesuchas Uluzu. So you have three courtyards that open up one to the other. Abesuchas Lushos Rab, and they also open up to the Rishos Rab. Be'ever Kalach is Mechat Sainis. Mem Tzoy is, and each, every one of the outer ones made an Erev with the middle one. But the other ones not making an Erev together as one. So the other ones have a bit of one with the other. But the middle one is permitted with each one of them. And they're permitted with it. When we say this, when the middle one put its Erev in this one and the Erev in that one. Or the outer ones put the Erev in the middle one. They bought them in two homes. But if the two outer ones put the Erev in the middle, in one house, then the three of them are permitted one with the other. So you have three courtyards. Open up one into the other. One, then two, then three. Because if that's not the case, if they didn't open up to each other, then they wouldn't be able to make Erev together as one. So they open one to the other. Sivkat and Beis. Abesuchas L'Rishos HaRab. And they open up to the Rishos HaRab. And says Mishnah Berurah, who hadn't said anything against Abesuchas L'Mavli, if they open up to Hamavli. Because of Achen, Achen, right. Who hadn't said anything against Achaytzayin L'Lavat Abesuchas L'Rishos HaRab or L'Mavli. The truth is, even just the outer one itself opens up to the Rishos HaRab or Hamavli. Vem Tzayis, Yesh L'Driis HaRegelim HaPanimis HaShniya, Shalavnim HaMen, and the middle one has a right of way together with the second inner one that's within from it, meaning the other end. Namadinachi, we have the same halacha. The halacha is each one, Shayim Tzayis, is permitted with the middle one. Afilach, it's in a psuch, Lushas Rab, even the outer one that opens up to Lushas Rab. Vein a penim is yichay lesola, and the most inner one cannot make it forbidden, because the regular material is mokayim, because since it has a right to carry in its own area. And I said, Shalim Mekamah does not make it forbidden. Shalim Mekamah, like we'll see later on, Siv Beis. Sivkat and Gimel. So you have one opens to one, and then the other one opens to the other one. That's three in a row. And they also open up to Rishos Rab. And each one of the outer ones made an Erev with the middle one, but the outer ones did not make an Erev together with each other. So he said that the middle one is permitted with them, and them with the middle one, but the outer one's not with each other. So when we said this, when you place Sivkat and Gimel, that when the middle one put its Erev either on the two outer ones, so then we view the residence of the middle one and the outer one, but we don't view the outer ones in the middle as if they should be all as one. But if they put the Erev in the middle one, as we're going to see in a second, so then we see them as if they're all living in the middle one, and of course the two outer ones will be familiar with each other. Sivkat and Daud. Or even if the outer ones put their Erev in the middle ones, but they put it, Sivkat and Daud, Bishnei Bottom, in two different homes. And Philip Alu, Likli Achas Viyata, and even if it was a case of when they fill up one vessel and there was an overflow, so when Nos Nachkech Likli Acha, then they put it into another vessel, the Bekai Gabna, in such a case, Hoy Mahani, it would be effective if they would put it in one house. But if they put it in two homes, then the two outer ones are not permitted one with the other. Keep mechaber, though, since we don't see them as connected. Sivkat and hay. But if they put in the, if the two outer ones put the Erev in the middle one, in one house, behind you that is bechliyachad, in one vessel, oy demal yilamon biyata, or they filled up a vessel and there was an overflow, Siddakrain. Then Sivkat and Vav, Shlosh and Mutaris. Then all three are permitted with each other. Davakila, every Yacha, it's like as if they made an Erev together as one. Because even though the two outer ones did not make with each other, but they're in the same spot with the middle one. And so that's as if they're all there in the middle. Siv Beis, Shnei Chatzeres, two courtyards, Zulaf and Mizu, one within the other. Panim is Pesuch Lechatzain, and the inner one opens up to the outer one. And the inner one has a right of way on the outer one. I mean, that's the only way he gets out to the street. If the inner one made an air for itself, not the outer one. Each one made their own air. And one of the outer members forgotten did not make an air. So the inner one, which has their own air, therefore made a chatzayin asura. And the outer one is forbidden because one member did not join the air. Let's say the outer one made an air, but not the inner one. Or each one made their own air. And one of the inner ones forgotten did not make an Erev. They're both going to be forbidden. Because the inner one has it right away, and they're forbidden now. But each one made an Erev for itself. Each one then is then permitted in its chatzah. Says the Mishpura Siv Katan Zayin. So you have two courtyards, one within the other. And the inner one opens up to the outer one, and then the outer one to the mother. And that means to say that the inner one has it right away, and the outer one. Each one, they are homeowners that make it forbidden one on the other if there's no heir. So he said, if the inner one made an heir of la'atma for itself, that is bali batim shabatecha, with the homeowners that's inside of it. So sivkatan tes, or made an heir, each one for themselves, but one of the outer ones forgot did not make an heir. So penimus with teres, the inner one is permitted, because it could close its opening, and the ones for the outer cannot stop it because the outer ones don't have any right away of the inner one. But the outer one is forbidden. The one that did not put his portion in the air, but Isa makes him forbidden on the rest. Unless he like nullifies his portion, then it's like he won't be in the way of the air. But up until then, he's going to make it forbidden.
So the Mechaber Ketanya said, if the outer one made an Erev and not the inner one, or each one made their own Erev, and one of the inner ones forgotten did not make an Erev, Shtei and Asur, they're both forbidden. Why? Because the Kamalim, we know that Allah is regular Asur B'mkayma. When you have the legs, meaning the people that are forbidden in their own place, Oysera Shalib B'mkayma, they make it forbidden then not where it's not their place, which is the outer one in this case, because Sheshli Duris is regular Shalim, when they have it right away over there, which they do. Imloy Shibat L'Sperchus L'Pneapnimus, unless he nullifies his property to the members of the inner courtyard, the one who forgot to join the and Megemer Shas Drisa Regel Shas Bechatzilim, and he also has to nullify his right of way that he has an outer one to the people on the outer Rishos. Because as the Sharatin space says, because if he's only Nevatel as Rishos to the people of the inner courtyard, so only the inner ones are permitted, not the outer ones, because since himself, after the Bitla, is also forbidden to carry out from his house to the Chatzah, has brought in Shin Peyal Sub Beis. If that's the case, he's a regular Subim Kaimo, and we make it forbidden Shalabim Kaimo, just Raglo, and that's obvious in the Maimon Matcha in Shin Peyal. Siv Kotin Yud Beis, if they made an heir of Kol Achel Bechulu, each one for themselves, so then each one is permitted in their own chatzar, because the regular Matesim Kaimo, since they're permitted in their own area, in their Ser Shalabim Kaimo, they don't make it forbidden where it's not their place. They're permitted in their own courtyards. The inner courtyard does not make it forbidden in the outer courtyard. Even if he has a right of way on him. Siv Gimel. If they made Erev together as one, but the Erev in the outer one, and someone forgot, whether someone from the inner one or from the outer one, but the Erev did not make join the Erev. They're both forbidden until that person nullifies his rights. So now there's no one that's not part of the Erev because he's not even the owner. Now, if they put the Erev in the inner courtyard, and one of the inner members forgot did not join the Erev, they're both forbidden. But one of the outer ones forgot did not join the Erev, the inner one's going to be permitted. Says in Mishbura, Sivkat and Yudal. So they made Erev together and they put the Erev in the outer one. And someone forgot, whether from the inner or the outer, did not join the Erev, Shtir and Asuris, they're both forbidden. Because Shema Shechechu, Echad and the Panimis, if the one who forgot is one of the inner members, but Vadi Yisrael Kassan, Visho makes forbidden on the outer one. Kivin Shaisu Mekayim, since he makes forbidden in his own place, and he's a regular Ha'asura, Bim Kayim. Moreover, Vilam Shechechu, even though the one who forgot is from the outer one, Azach Hitzan, the Vadi Yisrael, for sure the outer one is forbidden because they have a member that didn't join the air. Begama penimis asur, then even the inner one is forbidden. Avshe in lechatzen drus regula, even though the outer one does not have a right away in the inner one, but the kimish ebriyachat, since they made it together as one, and rekimisha derbachatzen, it's like the inner one lives on the outer one. Vaisersalander, but now that one who didn't join the air makes it forbidden on them. But lemahanim is that it's not effective, as we're going to see shortly, shistalkum nechatzen, that the inner one should remove themselves from the outer ones, but tizgur pischa, they should close their opening. They don't have their air by their own area. Make an air of mishum dira, the primary area is because of residence. Davikilu dubba makam, it's like they're living where the air is, which is the outer one. Sivkat and Tezvav. So they both have been in Ashivat Roshusli, until that person who forgot to join the Erev nullifies his rights, or it's limo, it means to say, is l'shtech, it says to the two quarters, as we'll see later on, Shin Be'alav. Siv Kotten Tezayin. Now, if they put the Erev in the inner one, and one of the inner ones forgot, did not join the Erev, Shtein Asur is the both forbidden, because the Kachad, the Chashiv, the Ketzer has one. Imlish Yivat Roshus l'shtech, it says, unless if that person nullifies his domain to the two quarters, but if he only nullifies to the people of the inner courtyard, Lemahan is not going to be effective. Even if they want to remove themselves from the outer ones, Velisgar Pischa, and to close their opening, say the Achreinim, as the Shar Tzion Eis Gimel says, because the floor is coming from them. So that's not going to be effective. Sivkot and Yud Zayin. But if one of the other ones forgot to not join the Erev, then Penina is Muteris. The inner one's going to be permitted. Why? Because they can remove themselves from the outer ones. The Achad the Ladasha, they'll close the Domish Damesh, they can utilize their area, because they Ruba Etzlag, they have the Erev by themselves. The Avgav and the Mitchel, although initially Nishtat V'yachad, they joined together with the outer one, Yechel L'Avzaba, V'Lemela, the inner ones could back out and tell the outer ones, L'Sikun Nishtat V'Lelabas, I only joined together to make things better for me and not to make it worse. Ki Loha Yivadayti She'avis, I didn't have in mind, She'avis Echem Nechatzera, the one members of your Korakar will ruin it, but Lehid Mechelik B'Ev, and not give a portion of the Erev, and then we can't carry. So they could pull out. Some of the Dirish, edition number one, Rashi Nevin Daf Memhei explains why does it have to be that these three chatzeres that open up to each other they open up to Rishos Rab. And through that, each one is considered its own Rishos, and they don't have right away one on the other. Because if it would be one within the other, so then the inner one would make it forbidden on the outer one, as we'll see actually in said base. Dish number two, we said the same thing as if it opens up to a Mavi, but all three of them, that's the gears of the Torah. Now the Beseisa asks, why did it change from the wording in the Mishnah Nevin Daf Memhei that says that they open to Rishos Rab? And there means a tzarchin. Why does it say open to mother? That's how Megim answers that the Torah wrote this wording to introduce that the middle one cannot become a shliach of the inner one to make an erev with the outer one, even in the case that the chatzers did not make an erev for them on their own, and through the erev they're going to be permitted to utilize in the chatzers and the mavi. For example, let's say in the case that the mavi has only these three chatzers. If that's the case, the inner one has a great gain in the erev because at least it has an erev also. An element of chayva that because of the increase of the residents. However, in that courtyard, for sure, it's going to help to merit that even with his adas awareness, because it's considered as a full fat chus, as we said in Shin Samach Ches. Look at the Bach that he answers a different way, and what the Atzei Amogim asks and what he says. There's number three, Mishmur said that the same thing is if the adas one itself opens the Rosh Hashanah. Which is not the way the Rashi and Rabbeinu Einson write over there, that if only the outer one has an opening to Rosh Hashanah, the inner one makes a forbidden on it. Now the Risha asks, because the inner one makes an error for itself, it's a regular Mataras Mukhamah that doesn't make a forbidden Shalom Mukhamah. So the Maim Matcha answers that Rashi explains like this, because that's as obvious from the Mishnah that says in the case that Ochatzer is open to Rosh Hashanah, it sounds like without that, it would be forbidden, even though it's a regular Mataras Mukhamah. According to this, it comes out that the time of this Mishnah, Hosek Rabbi Kiva, that regular Mataras Mukhamah would make it a Ser Shalom Mukhamah. Dish number four. We see that one chatzar could be kaveya, the makom of its dira, in two different places. And therefore, that's why we said the middle one could put its erev in the two outer chatzers. And the shinayim base of Kan Chaval, we brought the words of Chazanish regarding this. Dish number five, we said that we can't have the outer ones in the middle one be like one because they put in two different houses. And we don't say that after that the middle one made an error with the outer ones, so they consider as one, when they go back, that the middle one goes back and makes an error with the inner one, it should be considered as a shliach of the outer one, to make them all errors together as one. The reason for this, the Gemara Neir Nafim Chas explains, because since only the middle one make with the outer ones, so two outer ones like they did not make error together, and they reveal their intention that they don't want to make one with the other. Dish number six, where he said, but if you put into two different homes, the outer ones are not permitted one with the other, because they're not joined one with the other. Now, this is permitted to carry in the middle courtyard. And you don't say that, oh, since they put the Erev in two homes, so it's like a chatzah that has many residents, and one forgotten did not join the Erev, that's all forbidden. The Gemara in the Erev of Mechaz explains that if you say that the residents to be lenient, that the Erev permits the chatzah to carry together as one, you're going to say that they're residents to be stringent. In other words, that you don't have the power in the Erev to make them as if they're all living in the middle courtyard so that they make it forbidden one or the other because not really living over there. You don't say that. Chaznish writes that if one chatzah made an Erev for itself, and it places Erev in one of the homes of the Chatzar, they consider it as if they're all living in that one house through this Erev. Now, if this Chatzar makes an Erev afterwards with another Chatzar, it's possible to put the bread of the Erev also in that other house in the Chatzar. even though according to Rav Sheshes, when the outer ones put the Erev and the two homes in the middle chatzer, the outer ones make a forbidden one and the other, you have to say that if the members of the outer ones put their Erev in the middle one explicitly with the intention that all three should be like one chatzer, so then they could put the bread of the Erev in the middle chatzer in two separate homes. Rav Sheshes told me in a case that each one of the outer ones put the Erev stam with the middle one. Then we say that in the stam, that presumably it does not have an intention to join with the other outer one, as the Gemara explains. However, when they put in one house or one vessel, then we say that presumably they have intention to join together as one. However, see in Mishbur and Shinayin Beis of Kod Chavav that disagrees in this halacha on what we wrote over there. There's number seven. If there's a karmelis that separates between the inner one and the outer one, Chesnish writes, that's not considered like a chatzah panimis that opens up to the outer one. And with this, he answers the question of the questioner in the Chubash of Gibeigim on the Minig, in the case where the Erev was Nifsak. Those residents in the courtyard of the basic Knesset could carry over there. Now, the schos of all the members of the city is to enter over there, if that's the case. So all the members of the city should be considered regular Surbim Kaima, and they should make it forbidden on the members of the Chatzar to carry. So Gibeigim responded that since they don't have to pass over there, they're not considered regular asura to make it a asur shlebim kaima. Chaznish answers the minig that since the Erev was nifsak, so the city is considered like a karmelis. Since it's a karmelis, the mavsi between their homes and the people of the city and the chatzah basic nesses, so not considered that their homes open up to the chatzah basic nesses, which is not the case. But the chatzah panimis and the chatzahina are considered the members of the inner one are like open up to the chatzah or the outer one, and that's actually how Kedegi himself writes in the Hashmatis. And what was omitted. Addition number eight. In the case that the inner one has an exit to Rosh Hashanah, not through the outer one, and Shubas Chenech Beis Yehuda, he writes that they don't make it forbidden than on the outer one. And he brings that was actually a story in the Kila of Plotsk, that after the fire that was over there, they couldn't fix the Erev, and the Jews that lived over there, they had to go on Shabbos into the surrounded wall of the neighboring city to go to shul. Now, he wasn't sure, number one, if these people are considered regular surbim kaima, because they can't carry in their own town, do they make it forbidden with their dris regal into the city, the members of the walled city that's the neighboring city? Number two, on this side that they do make it forbidden, could they make an erev with the people of the city because of their dris regal, or do you say the erev doesn't help as dris regal? Now, regarding the second doubt, he writes that you cannot permit this, because you don't find in the Talmud, the Paiskim, the person can make an erev of only dris regal, and therefore it still be forbidden to carry in this place, meaning in his own place. How can you make an erev when your own town you can't carry? Now, regarding the first suffix, he writes that regular surbim kaima that makes forbidden shlebim kaima, that tafka in the case that the people from the inner one don't have a way to the outside only through passing the outer one. But over here, with the members of the homes of the outer city, they could go wherever they want to go without passing through the wall of that city. They don't make it forbidden on the people of that city. He adds on that even if they want to come and to daven in the shul in the city, and they have a right to come daven in the shul, you don't say for that, oh, okay, the people of the city are meshubah to the dead reasons regular, but people out of the city, because the people of the city, they could give them the same, they could go daven in their place and daven their bitsibur. Now, according to what the Chaznish wrote in the previous Dir Shu, that in such a case, they don't make a forbidden even out this far because there's a karmelis that separates between them and the people of the city. And that's a race la locha chubas nai behuda, that this is well widespread, this heter in all of Klal Yisrael, and many kilos sakaydish that is surrounded with a wall, and you have some yidden that live outside of the wall, may come and Shabbos in the shul, and no one ever said anything that should be forbidden, and his conclusion is words that since they live out of the mechitzas, and they cannot make an eiv together with the people of the city, they don't make a forbidden on them with their drisas regal. That's written true with Rer Yitzchok. And a chatzar hapanimis that has an additional opening that's open to a karfaf, that the chazanish is not sure it doesn't make it forbidden on the chatzayin of the halacha regular surbim kaima, or that a pesach to the karfaf is not considered as another pesach regarding that it should be considered that they don't have a derech b'chitzayin. Just number nine, regarding someone that cannot make an erev. The Chubas Nebhida writes, in what we mentioned in the previous issue, that they don't make it forbidden, because only someone that can make an erev does not make an erev is considered a regular surah that makes it forbidden shlebim kaima. But someone that does not have the ability to make an erev does not make it forbidden. It means a rife and a ritva and erev and a test. The rites called Gadol, who says it's a big rule regarding this, that she'en l'chol isha al-chaveh b'shem erev, there's no one that makes a forbidden on his friend for the halach of erev, il b'yachal arvim l'chol erev, only if he could have made an erev and didn't. But if he can't, then it's not. And he adds on, also in the case they cannot make an erev because of non-Jews that live amongst them, they don't make a forbidden on the outer ones. However, the Chaznish writes that all the words of Ritva were said only when you cannot make an erev because they don't have the appropriate mechitzas, partition. But if they cannot make an erev because of non-Jews, that's considered regular shulim kaima, that makes a forbidden shulim kaima, that means the gemara erev and the ayin hey, that even non-Jews themselves are considered regular shulim, that makes a forbidden on the people and the outer ones. This is number 10. Mishmaru said, regular Mishmaru Mekayim does not make forbidden Shlem Mekayim, and that is the people of the inner one. They could pass through the outer ones. Now, regarding if it's permitted for the people of the inner one to carry from the homes of the outer ones to the outer ones, to outer courtyard, the Chosen Yehuda writes that it's forbidden for them. Another Chaznish writes that in no Paisik is it mentioned as such an Issa, and therefore it would seem that it's permitted for them to carry from the homes of the outer ones to the outer ones. Dish number 11, that Shprun, Sivkot, and Tezayin said that they're both forbidden because they consider as one, the inner and the outer one, unless the Mevatel Rishos, but if it's Mevatel and Pnimi, that's not going to be effective. Dish 11 says that's because that through that you accustom the outer one to be their regal in the Pnimis, through the Eiriv, they consider as the members of the Chatzah Pnimis, and if you're not going to Mevatel to them, it's going to be forbidden the outer ones on the inner ones, as we'll see later on Sivkot and Tezayin. Now, if on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos starts, the breach in the outer courtyard to Rosh Hashanah to the Carmelist, it comes out that it's not fit for an Erev. Chaznish writes, regarding this, you don't say the Chatzayin is making forbidden on the inner one, because since the outer one cannot make its own Erev, you don't say that they're one because of that they got accustomed through the Erev they made together. Therefore, even if one of the inner ones forgot, you don't have to be mevatel also to the outer ones, since even without the bittul, they're really removed from them. Dish number 12, we said in Mishpur Sivkot and Yedzayin, that the Mechabit said that if one of the outer ones forgot, did not make an Erev, the Pnimis is Materis, and the Chatzayin is forbidden, since one of them forgot and did not join the Erev. And even if the one who forgot is Mevatel, as Chaznish writes, that the Pnimis is Materis, and the outer ones forbidden, because Ben Astam, the members of the inner ones are Mevatel, their Shutfas with the outer ones, because they tell them, look, you're making forbidden us until the one who forgot is Mevatel Rishus, and therefore you could still say, L'sikuni Shetatzu V'lei Lavasi, not to make it worse. If that's the case, it comes out that the outer one at all does not an Erev. However, if the members of the inner ones know that one of the outer ones is not making an Erev and they rely on that, he's Mevatel Rishus, then the Erev does take effect to the members of the two Chazeres, and even then the outer one is also then subsequently going to be permitted.